This is Truth Matters, Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, Dr. Davis continues her study in the book of Revelation, God's Certain Judgment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and thank you for listening to Truth Matters. Let's move to the fourth trumpet, which is the last trumpet of chapter 8. Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened, and a third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. A third of the sun, moon, and stars are darkened, for those that are taking notes. The fourth judgment, or the fourth trumpet judgment, is going to affect the sun, the moon, the stars, and the uniformity of day and night. Because it says, a third of the moon was struck, the moon and the stars, and the sun, and a third of the day did not shine, or the night. So the time cycle and the light and dark cycle that we know to be day and night will even be disrupted. And we know that nature and our food sources are dependent on this night cycle. So therefore, the food source will further be stressed, and there will be more darkness than currently. And we know how depression sets in the darkness. I'm going to read Luke 21, verse 25, because here Jesus is teaching, and he's teaching about signs that will be in the coming of the Son of Man. And in verse 25, he actually references this. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Jesus Christ predicted this before, whenever he was on earth, that would be the signs of the second coming of the Son of Man. And reading in verse 13, this really ends with a warning. And I looked, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound. In the translations, this ended up being the word angel, but it should be read as an eagle flying, saying, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants. Trumpets 5, 6, and 7 will be a whole new level of divine judgment and displeasure, resulting on disaster on the earth. We will see in chapter 9 a number of locusts, the Euphrates horsemen, and plagues. In the seal judgments, we saw the world ruined by man, but in the trumpet judgments, we see the world ruined by Satan. And at the end of the bowl judgments, we will see the world reclaimed by God and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In going through these chapters, we really get into some graphic scenes as far as the judgment on the earth and how severe the judgment of God actually is. You know, and each time I read this, each time I teach this chapter, I really end with, you know, really, what does this mean for us? You know, how do we take this in? I think that we need to be reminded that there is a severe judgment for those that are disobedient to God, and that his judgment may not be swift, but it is certain. And this is proof that his judgment is certain, but it is also severe. If you don't know Christ today, like I said in the beginning, that in reading this, it should give us an urgency to come to him now so that we can avoid all these events in the tribulation, so that we can be gone in the rapture. I pray that this opens your eyes to that God is not just a loving God, that Jesus came as a suffering servant, but the second time he's going to come as a reigning king, and the earth will be judged for its sin. And it's best for us to avoid all this by giving our lives to Christ today.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com, or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.